NATO's Secretary General is calling on member states to pledge more aid for Ukraine during winter as it braces for more Russian attacks. The strikes in Ukrainian infrastructure have left millions of people without power. Stoltenberg accused Russia of using winter as a weapon of war, but he said NATO was prepared to meet the challenge.
President Putin is trying to weaponize winter, to force Ukrainians to freeze or flee. And today, allies made additional pledges, non-lethal support, including fuel and generators, helping Ukraine to address the consequences of Russia's strikes against their power grid.
Qatar has struck a deal with Germany to supply 2 million tonnes of liquefied natural gas a year. The agreement starts in 2026 and will last for 15 years. And like much of Europe, Germany's looking for alternative energy sources after imports from Russia were severely reduced when it invaded Ukraine. Additional police officers have been deployed in China as authorities try to stamp out widespread protests against the government's strict COVID measures. Mass COVID-19 testing has resumed in Shanghai. Infections are spreading despite tens of millions of people living under some form of restriction. Shanghai reported 158 asymptomatic cases on Monday. China has sent three astronauts to its very own space station. The crew, travelling on board the Shenzhou 15 spacecraft, will spend the next 6 months living in the Tiangong station. The rocket was launched on the edge of the Gobi Desert. And two more teams have qualified for the last 16 of the FIFA World Cup. Senegal have become the first African team into the knockout stages with a 2-1 win over Ecuador. The tournament ends for the South Americans, who couldn't make the most of their domination of ball possession. And the Netherlands secured their qualification to the knockout stage with a victory over Qatar. The match ended 2-0. The Dutch finished top of that group after two wins and a draw. Qatar are the first host nation to lose all three group games, which means their World Cup campaign now comes to an end.